Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Your smart speakers. Download the podcast. Oh, you can listen to us anywhere. Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning.
What's up?
What's happening, man? I see them clouds in the backdrop.
No, yo, we're 56, 7 degrees today, yeah. Key.
I see you with that Sierra King and sweater on, though. How are those parking lots? What's popping?
You say what?
I see you with that Sierra King and sweater on. I said, how are the parking lots? What's popping?
They knocked this down. They knocked this down to me. My son brought it home yesterday for me. The head of school wanted to make sure that I got my gear because I hadn't had any gear, so he wanted to make sure I got my Sierra King gear. The parking lots is popping, man. What you mean?
That's why I asked you how the parking lots are.
You can't even get up on the parking lot. You would think that the president of the United – LeBron comes, you think the president of the United States that landed in the damn parking lot.
They got bottle services
security
at the parking lot.
Here's the security. I'm like, wait a minute, man. My damn kids go here. I don't care about no damn LeBron James.
How y'all
no
got red ropes
Kanye
around
West?
The parking lot? What's going on, man?
Man, they won't even
velvet
let me.
Ropes.
Look, they won't even let me through the gate. Got to show your pass. I'm like, huh?
Could you imagine?
It's a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
Could you imagine if 12 months ago I said, who would you rather be right now, Jim Harbaugh or Urban Meyer? Right? Like, Jim Harbaugh couldn't beat him. Couldn't win a big game in a rivalry game to save his life. And, oh, it's bad. Urban Meyer sitting there with the number one pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence, generational quarterback. Boy, how things change in a year. So Key said he thought Urban Meyer would be fired. He said that on Tuesday. I also thought he was going to be fired. I didn't know when it would happen, but I thought maybe he'd finish this year and you know, we would see. But that came after Shad Khan said that he would look at all the facts and not make a hasty decision on Meyer. Of course, he didn't say, that's my coach and that's it, which means your clock is ticking. You're on a short leash right now. But Jay thought maybe Urban would last through the season, maybe into next year somewhere. And I thought, it could be until Dan Graziano gave us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Listen to this.
There are 4 weeks left for something else terrible to happen, and it seems like at the pace with which terrible stuff surrounds this guy, that it's almost guaranteed that something will. If Shad Khan were on your show today and we were asking him questions, the first one I think would be, what's the reason to keep him? Like, what has he done to say that he and not only is it he not done anything to show that he's any kind of difference maker, but his negative missteps that have brought sort of shame and embarrassment to the organization go beyond the field. I think it's a huge mistake and they should move on.
2 days later.
That convinced me. As soon as I heard that, like on the spot.
2 days later, he was fired.
But on the spot, as soon as Graziano said that, the words were out of his mouth, I turned to you as Judge Jay. He's right. Yeah, he's gone. By the way, here's what's crazy. Key Jay, the thing that did him in had already happened. He didn't have to do anything new. It's just unearth another thing. So
it had
Urban
to come to the surface.
just had to come to the surface. Urban's done. And the question is, will he ever coach again? Guys, Paul Feinbaum said this moments ago on this very program.
Not a chance. And anyone who wants to write a speculative piece today about, you know, where could Urban end up? The answer is nowhere. This man is dead professionally, and he did it to himself.
Look, I think he will coach again because it's in his blood, right? He's going to want to coach again. That's what coaches do. They coach. The question is, will anybody hire him? And the answer for me simply is yes. Someone will hire him because think about it. Jay, you know, because you covered college basketball and you played in college. And Max, you've been doing this for 1,000 years. That's why you all grade up. Is that these athletic directors, presidents of universities are desperate to try to win. They think about it. How many coaches have we seen embarrass universities, embarrass programs, embarrass themselves, take a little bit of a hiatus and chill for a little bit, and come back on top? We see it all the time. Whether it's in basketball or in football, Urban Meyer's had issues in the past. He gets rehired. He had issues at Florida. He took a break. Ohio State hired him. Okay, he had issues at Ohio State. He took a break. Jacksonville Jaguars hired him. Now he's going to take another break, and somebody out there who's desperate will hire him. I mean, think about it. Rich Rodriguez just got another job at Jacksonville. In fact, what's so crazy, Jacksonville State just hired Rich Rod, who got fired at Arizona and landed at Ole Miss as an offensive coordinator and was just recently the offensive coordinator of Louisiana Monroe. And then you think about Bobby Petrino. He had some stuff going on in his career. He done had countless jobs. Okay? So
hey, we're on the same page, man. We're on the same page.
He's going to get hired again if he wants to take a job. He's going to sit tight, Jay.
And he should. Like, so this is how you would do it. If I were a publicist and I had a chance to work with Urban Meyer, I would say, okay, first off, you're going to negotiate whatever your deal is, right? Whatever money you might get on your deal. You actually, we were talking about this, Max. You might have leverage in that situation. So you get your money. You take a little break. You let things die down. Some media company is going to take you, right? You provide insight. Get your name back out there. And then what we do, we sit down, we do a 60 minutes. We sit down, we do an all-inclusive piece where you give your side. You admit some of the mistakes that you made, but you also talk about how you see it from your perspective, how you dealt with that, what you want to do.
What you learned.
And then, Key, you know how this works. A year from now, there will be 10 million things that will happen in sports that will occupy our time. And then some AD will say, damn.
What about Urban Meyer?
Your record is 187-32 in college. We need to win games. We need to put people in the seats. You win. Come here and help us win.
Think about it, Max and Jay. One of the programs, maybe like a Mississippi State.
Yes.
That is thinking they're going somewhere with Mike Leach, and then all of a sudden he's gone. And then they say, you know, some booster says, I don't give a damn. I'm going to spin it. And then next thing you know, they write the check. They send their G550 down to get him. And there it is. The band's outside playing the music. He's up there with his maroon blazer on and his tie. And he's talking about cowbells and how they're going to roll it out and they're going to do this. And you watch what I tell you. If he wants to coach again, he will have an opportunity. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be a few days after that.
The way Jay just broke down the rehab process for the image, that is step for step what's going to happen. Jay just laid it out for you step by step. And you know what I want to do? Evan, we got to do this on the show. So we got to pay attention to this. Every time one of those steps happens, we got to register it somehow. Step one. How many steps are there going to be? Like, I really want to count the steps to the new job. I think they're like five, right?
Like four or five.
By step five, he's going to get hired, and we have to pay attention to this. We got to point it out when that happens, because that's what's going to happen.
Key, winning cures all, Key. Winning puts people in the seats and brings in revenue, and that's what people want to do.
And you know what type of program it's going to be, right? It's not going to be a program like an Ohio State. It's going to be a program that think they're Ohio State. Like I said, it's going to be one of the Mississippi states that in their minds, they're good enough to take on Alabama, but they need the right guy to do it. And that's who they go and hire.
Here's what's insane.
Somebody like Urban Meyer.
Here's what's insane. They might not be wrong. What's underneath all of this is he's a very, very good college coach. That's what's underneath it. If you like winning, he's you know, if you can't get Nick Saban, and you can't, that's about as good as it gets.
And a lot of these things that he did there, I'm not saying assault, kicking somebody is right.
Imagine going to work, the boss kicks you and thinks he can get away with it.
Well, I would fight the boss. That would be a problem, Key.
I'd grab Evan by the... Never mind.
Evan wouldn't know.
Evan, just in case you were thinking of kicking Key, don't do it. All right.
Gotta go to break. Evan's like, go to break now.
That's straight talk. That was some straight talk. Straight talk, wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline, including Deion Sanders, next. Prime on his big day, on one of the many big days of his life, in just a minute on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Christmas came early in the Sanders household. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, head coach of Jackson State University football team. He finds a way to flip the number two overall college football recruit, Travis Hunter. Big get for Jackson State University, but also with Coach Prime in terms of being able to sell the top talent in the country on the program that he's building down there in the Delta.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. Ooh, you hear that?
Yeah, I'm dancing
Must
to it.
Be
I like
the
it.
Money.
For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save in as little as 3 minutes at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Remember this? Remember who did this?
Prime say he turned in his library card for credit cards.
He took Must Be the Music and flipped it. Or as Key would say, went into the living room, communicated with the parents.
Yes.
It turned into Must Be the Money.
What's so wild about using the words flip and convinced? It's just like, nah, he did what most people wouldn't allow people like Deion to do, come into the living room and talk about his program. They wouldn't even look at it prior to this. This young man, I promise you, wouldn't even think about Jackson State.
Let me just be
the funniest thing. He'd look at that letter and go, man, please.
Let me just
throw it in the trash.
Let me just note to all employers, if you have a baseball team, a football team, or you're looking for a coach, if Deion Sanders puts in his application, I suggest you accept it. Say, thank you, sir. We're thrilled to have you. And we are thrilled to be joined by Deion Sanders, the head coach of Jackson State Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He hit 348 in the playoffs in baseball for his career, by the way, on the Goodyear Hotline in the postseason.
We got your face on TV, baby. That's what we said we were going to do. We came through.
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted, man.
Well,
I just want to be quality. That's all I want to be quality. Hey, y'all are my favorites, man, because I get up and work out in the morning. So y'all keep me going, man. Yeah, and Key, know I've been loving him for years. Jay, you that dude. And Max, come on, man. You know you second to none, man. You the host with the most.
So Prime, man, and I'm not even going to use the word flip because it wasn't even a flip. It was simply, as I said before,
right.
They allowed you to come into the household, something that they would not do in the past, to be able to communicate with them so they can understand what is at stake for their son, not only academically and educationally, but also from an athletic standpoint, that he would be put in the best position to succeed on the field as well as off the field with you. How were you able to get that done, though?
Well, honestly, Key, I'm straight up, man. I shoot straight. I don't lie. I don't placate. I don't promise your kids bells and whistles. I'm not going to say you're going to blow up on the NIL. No, man, you got to come in and put in work, do your job, and the rest is history. But you got to work. So I'm a straight shooter. My coaching staff did a phenomenal job on even getting it to that point so that I can't come in and be me. But we just shot it straight, man. We just really ain't promised nothing that we really can't make happen. And the first time I met the kid, I said, you know, if you come in, you're playing both ways, right? I ain't say if. Mm. I said, you know, when you come here, you're playing both ways, so you got to get your butt in shape.
But that's a thing. And when this Deion kid studied Sanders,
me,
man.
I mean, he's smart.
When Deion Sanders he's smart. Says
he
that
he studied
to you.
Me. He knows my life. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Deion, I'm just saying, when Deion Sanders says that to you, anyone could relate to this. It means something different than if anyone else in the world says that to you.
It does. And the reason is because it's prime.
Every roster is 70 to 75% African-American, man. Who you think of getting these kids anyway? So the only difference in this scenario is I'm actually the head coach. I'm going to get them along with the staff, but I'm the head coach. That's the only difference. And I'm not going to say we flipped him. He just wanted to do what he did. He came to our homecoming game. That's the last place you want to let a recruit go to if you don't want to lose him. Come to an HBCU homecoming? Oh, my God. When he saw how we got down at Jackson State and how genuine, you know, they were in there for the pregame speech. They was in there for postgame. So they knew how we got down. Then I think Shador, my son, the quarterback, really took him around and showed him around town and everything. And the rest is history, man. But really, the mother, the stepfather, the family, we was 100 with him. We just shot it straight.
Prime, I got to ask you this. You know, as a African-American head coach, somebody with your pedigree at a HBCU, when this goes down, there's a lot of flack from the old guard about NIL and just pay him any amounts of money and all this kind of stuff just for a guy to go to school.
We ain't got no money.
Can you just address all the stupidity out there for me, please?
A million and a half? I heard a million and a half, and I heard Dave Port, Norman Barstool. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. You know what that is? That means we kicked your butt, we took what was ours, and now you got to make up an excuse why. Ooh. Ain't nobody got no million and a half. I wouldn't pay my son a million and a half. NIL. How am I going to coach a guy that's making more than me?
Yeah, wait, hey,
you were wrong.
You know how it is, man. Much like you just said, Prime, you beat them at their own game, so now the only way to do is try to smear. It's like a smear campaign in politics. You win,
exactly.
They lose, so exactly. Now they want to attack your credibility and your character and who you are as a football coach of a major university. I want you to tell me a little bit about Travis's ability on the football field and how he compare to some of those that you've been around in high school and everything else.
Key, this kid, you know, Jay, just like if you saw somebody, you know, dribbling and shooting and doing their thing, Key, he got that it, and he got that 1-2. You know that. He got that when it's in his hands. He's electric. When he's on in the secondary, he's aggressive, good skill set. Technique is adequate. You know, we got to tune there to fine tune it. But I can't wait to see him on grass so I can see really what he is. You know, he's both ways now and doing a superb job, and I plan on using him that way. But I can't wait to see really what he is. But when I tell you he got that it, he got that it.
No, I believe you.
He got that when he touched that rock, when he touched that ball, you get up. He got that kind of thing.
So when you DT, Dennis Thurman is your defensive coordinator, and having you and DT teach him, did that factor into his decision to join Jackson State?
Yes, and Kevin Mathis, who played 10
That's
years
right. Kevin Mathis
in the league, which is
too.
The secondary coach. Yeah, yeah. Not only did that factor in, but this kid studied me. Like, this kid loves fishing. Like, come on, man. You from the hood, you love to fish? I got you, baby. That's my thing. It was just so many synergies that was unbelievable. And mama don't play. And I just think a lot of people approached it wrong to mama. You know, they went wrong. They went sideways. And you know, once you mess up with mom, it's a wrap.
Prime, I got to ask you, you know, a lot of people, you know, are trying to make these arguments. Well, you know, where is he going to get exposure? And I keep saying, you got most of the exposure in the world right now. I mean, I'm watching everything that you do all the time. What are the benefits to young men being a part of the exposure that you have for their own visibility and their own brands?
Well, every day, it's a camera on me right now, whether you know it or not. Every day, we're shooting a documentary. we shoot a documentary with Barstools, and that airs, I think, going into next season. We've already did year one, but the exposure is crazy. We played on television, I think, every game but one. Shoot, if you got to be, you got to be crazy if you don't know nothing about Jackson State right now, or you hadn't seen us get down, because we're there, and exposure is what we want it to be. Like, you got to understand, this social media is a new generation, it's a new era, that you could be exposed every day if you want, and I choose to expose our kids every darn day to put them in that realm where some CEOs is going to see them, the NFL is going to see them, somebody's going to see them and positively maybe invest in them NIL-wise so they can get to the next level.
Deion, when people talk about the greatest athlete of all time, you are certainly a candidate for that distinction because you excelled at the highest level of two different sports. Guys like that very rarely come back to coach. I'm talking about the inner sanctum, upper echelon, all-time great Hall of Fame. Maybe he's the best athlete who ever lived, guys. But you decided to come back and, like, give back to the game. Are you surprised? Have you surprised yourself with how quickly you have been able to change the college football landscape?
No, Max, I mean, this is who I am. I'm just giving you guys the opportunity to see it. This is who I've always been. I've always been to help people, help another, help a brother type of guy. And I've always been that way. I've coached youth football, traveling around the country with hundreds of kids for years. When I made the Hall of Fame, we took 6-7 buses and played 3 games on the way there. So this is who I am. The country is getting the opportunity to meet Coach Prime now. I've been Coach Prime for at least a decade and a half. But I'm thankful. I'm elated. I'm excited. Even shows like this, man, you don't understand how much you help us, because our kids want that spotlight. They need that spotlight. And the positivity that we glean from an interview like this is second to none. And it's a blessing for our kids.
Knowing that you can get, and you know you can get kids because you prime, man. You're like, hell, if I could play, I might sign with Jackson State right now. Does it make it – signing somebody like Travis and getting him along with whatever other top players – we're talking about Travis because clearly he's a 5-star number one player in the country, but getting other players to come to Jackson State, does it make it, I don't know, a tough decision from a long-term standpoint to be able to stay at Jackson State? Because you changed the landscape of college football right now. You have done it. Guys like Hugh Jackson is now at Grambling State, Eddie George at Tennessee State. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying, Prime.
Mm-hmm. Tyrone Wheatley as well. Okay, Keyshawn, are you asking me, is it tough for me to stay? I don't understand.
Getting a guy like Travis, does it make it tougher? Because they're going to come a-calling. They're going to come a-calling because they're going to wake the five, the big schools.
Right.
They make it tough on you.
And they have already come a-calling. They've come a-calling. Yeah.
Daily, you know what? And a dollar short, a lot if you ask me, kids, but go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of those kids already want to and desire to. They just were afraid to. Travis is not scared. He ain't never scared. He's the bone crusher here in Atlanta. He has that thing about him that he wants to stand out amongst the rest. That's the way he plays the game. That's the way he wanted it. And this decision was an easy one for him, he and his family. But those other kids now, they may say, you know what? Why not? Why not HBCU? Why not JSU? You know, why not FAM? Why not Mississippi Valley? Why not some of these other schools that have historically produced NFL players? I'm upset right now because I just saw a statistic the other day, some data that said we only had 6 draftable players in the whole SWAC for HBCUs, period, this year. And that's just flat out ignorant. That means somebody ain't scouting, nobody ain't doing their jobs, and they sleeping on us. And that's ignorant. 6? That don't make no sense.
Prime, I was going to ask you, as they come calling, how do you emotionally handle that, man? Like, how do you go through, obviously, everybody wants to excel. You are excelling already at what you're doing. But as the bigger schools start calling you, and you know those big brand names, they're going to say, Prime, we want you. How do you emotionally process that?
They got to have what I like. That's a great question. And they got to be about what about winning and about elevating our kids to the next level. And I'm not even concerned. I'm not even on that. I'm not even thinking that way because I'm so happy and elated to be at Jackson and what we're doing here. But I'm pretty sure, as a matter of fact, they already have been. They already have been, and you know that. Y'all ain't crazy. But it has – I can't even go no further, but you know it. It's not about me, fellas, because – and I'm going to say this, and I don't want to get in trouble. It's not about me, but going to a new place and don't affect my lifestyle whatsoever. So it has to be about a lot more than that. Mm. It has to be about a lot more than that. It really has to be about these kids because it don't affect me one way or another. But it would affect my coaches. It would affect them tremendously. But it don't affect me.
What does Mike Tannenbaum say? Talent tells you about the ceiling, but character talent tells you the floor and character tells you the ceiling, right? That's
right.
Character, Deion Sanders. That's why you're having success.
I'm watching Saturday Prime. I'm going to be tuned in, watching y'all take on South Carolina State in front of my tube. That's what I'm going to be doing on Saturday morning.
Shoot, Prime.
Y'all come on at 9 a.m. out west.
We got to get on the plane. We got to go down to the game. That's what we need to do next year. We need to be there.
I'm left out,
you
right?
Like this.
I see how that works.
Okay. Key and Jay, you got to hear this one. This is a good one. We got a kid. He's number 13. His name is Malachi Wideman. I want you to Google him. He plays receiver. Got off to a slow start this year. We grabbed him from Tennessee. That's why you got to be careful how you treat people. When I was on a visit to Florida State years ago, he was there visiting during the Willie Taggart area. And me and his mom hit it off. She good folk, good Florida folk. You know I love my Florida boys. He's from Sarasota, Bradenton area. We got him this offseason. He came here. But I want you to Google him and watch him play basketball. Okay. This kid has it, and he's going to have an option. Key, he's a dog. He's 6'4", 6'4 and a half, wide receiver. Just ain't no joke. Run routes, go get it. But basketball-wise, you got to look him up, and I'm telling you, he got an opportunity. He just got to stay focused and locked in.
I'm doing it right
he
now, got,
he has an opportunity.
Oh my
yeah, God. He got an opportunity to do that thing, man.
Mm. Along Deion with many Sanders, others. Ladies
but that's
and gentlemen.
One I thought Jay would love it because if Jay see his highlights – you know, because Jay know basketball. If he sees his highlights, he going to say, okay, all right.
Prime, thank you so much for joining us this morning. A pleasure, and congratulations and continued success.
Congrats, Prime.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Key, I love you, man. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to send you some of my West Coast boys,
I love
too.
You, Key.
Oh.
Please, hey, make sure they got that in them. You know, because West Coast coming to the South, man. You know that usually the mix. But if you send them, I got some. I got it. If you all send right. them, I got it.
That is the great
all
Deion.
God bless
Sanders.
Y'all, man.
All right,
love you, Mac.
You too, Prime. Back to the big news of the morning. Urban Meyer out as Jags coach. That's after SportsCenter.
He's so cold.
Oh. He's and so look cool. who's here to talk about the big
up?
Story of the day.
What
and
is up, guys?
Kimberly Martin. So, Kimberly,
is
what's
tonight,
good morning? Oh, Kimberly is feeling it.
Yeah, go ahead, Kimberly.
Please. Who doesn't love
go ahead. Keep going. Don't stop.
No. I don't want ESPN to get nervous that I'm going to, leave this job to go on the road and do a whole singing career.
We understand.
Our bosses worried.
Kimberly A. Martin is giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Kimberly, your reaction to Urban Meyer's firing.
Can I just point out that I made my Around the Horn debut yesterday, and my parting shot FaceTime on the show was about Urban, and it was a plea to owner Shad Khan. Please, if you're thinking about your quarterback, this situation, understand that Jacksonville, there's nothing good here. Nobody's excited about Jacksonville. So when you look at your head coach, please understand that. And then hours later, we had in the middle of the night the announcement. So I don't want to take credit for pushing the Jaguars.
You fired Urban Meyer.
No, but I think this is the reality. This is that Josh Lambeau report. The team allegedly knew about this in August. And now because we know, that seems to be that was the tipping point. The tipping point clearly should have been when he refused to get on the plane with the players after that loss to Cincinnati. Like that, you don't you don't abandon your team. Like, the NFL is just a different breed. And people around the league that I've spoken to this whole time have sort of been waiting for this moment, for this to be an unmitigated disaster, because Urban Meyer is a guy who has ego and who doesn't understand that the NFL is a different situation than college. And you cannot coach these grown men and talk to them the way that you talk to college
kids. Shouldn't be kicking kids either.
I mean, yeah. Hello.
How much of this was also about what Trevor Lawrence said yesterday? You know, and the drama needing to stop, right? The franchise quarterback says that, and all of a sudden the owner's got to hear that too.
Well, the owner should have felt that himself. But isn't it funny that Trevor Lawrence almost seems like a better leader or saying the things that you expect Urban Meyer to say as the head coach? And again, the conversations I've had with people around the league, people are like, you know, the speculation was that Trevor was not happy in this situation with Urban. And that's the reality behind the scenes. Players were not happy with Urban. And that has been festering and growing, and now it comes to a head now.
Kimberly, let's move the ball down the field. Who are suitable replacements that you see that can take on the helm and say, this is mine now?
Is anybody would be better, right? no, but I think, you know, when you look at guys like an Eric Bieniemy or a Todd Bowles or even like a Jim Caldwell, like there are so many qualified guys with actual NFL experience. And somebody even tweeted me today, you know, even someone like Byron Leftwich, he might have less credentials than Urban Meyer, but he should be given a shot. And I was like, less credentials? Urban Meyer had no credentials in the NFL. Mm. You could make the argument that Byron actually had more credentials than this college coach. I want to see Trevor Lawrence with a proven guy. I wish, like, Sean Payton's happy in New Orleans. I almost wish that a veteran guy, proven quarterback guru, you could see that type of person with Trevor. Because after this year, you need to hit reset with a guy. Like, Josh McDaniels is a proven guy. He hasn't made it as a head coach yet. Do you know he's the right fit? But the fact that with Trevor, he's generational. Like, this is Andrew Luck, John Elway type of talent. You can't squander that with maybe we could take another college guy or some unproven guy.
Yeah, it makes sense. Trevor Lawrence, if he's generational, would attract potentially a name like that, or else a guy like Byron Leftwich. And either one to me would seem not just to be a big improvement, but most teams would think, oh, we got a good hire here. That is Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL insider. Much more on Urban Meyer's firing in Jacksonville.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Obviously, there's been a lot of drama, like whatever has caused everything. Who even knows at this point?
When he was talking today about drama, he was talking about Urban Meyer.
He's made this organization look worse. If you're Shad Khan, are you going to place a lot of faith that Urban Meyer can fix Urban Meyer?
It's just one embarrassing incident after another with Urban Meyer. You have to keep your quarterback happy. This is the guy that you pick number one overall. He's your generational talent.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, the big news of the day, of course, Urban Meyer gone. Shad Khan had really no choice but to fire him after yet another story came out. This time, Josh Lambeau, the kicker, was kicked. Urban may have gotten confused. Like they call him a kicker.
The kicker was kicked. Just,
well, at least that was what was alleged by Josh Lambeau.
Assault, so.
I think that might have been the kicker that fired him.
That was the kicker.
The kicker's kick that got fired.
He was not doing well as a coach, and the kicker was, he kicked the kicker.
Jeez.
Okay, we can't ignore, guys, the Trevor Lawrence of it all, right? When, you know, openly saying something's got to change. Well, listen, here's Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars quarterback, right, talking about the drama in Jacksonville before Urban Meyer was fired.
Obviously, there's been a lot of drama, like whatever has caused everything. Who even knows at this point? But there's been a lot of drama. And for me, I think it's important to be truthful. Mm-hmm. But with that, like I said, you can't say everything that's on your mind. You have to have a filter and you got to be careful. And, you know, I have a lot of appreciation for all those guys in there that have been working to try to get this thing right. And it hasn't been easy. So I have a lot of appreciation for the players, for the coaches, for everybody.
I mean, once the franchise quarterback who you just drafted first overall and has great, great talent, Key, says that, I think as much as anything, that's got to prime the owner for saying we got to make a move.
That plus a collection of other things, right? I mean, you just never know how these things go. When Shaq Khan said that he's going to talk to other people, he's going to take his time, he's talking to other people. And those other people might be in the building, outside the building, down at the owners' meet in Dallas. And when you start hearing different things from different people, your mind starts to race. All you need is clarification, right, and a stamp of approval, even though you already know that this is what you want to do, but you just need somebody to push you a little further. And clearly, he got pushed a little bit further, so he handed it down to him yesterday. I just wonder, I wish I was a fly on the wall, because I would love to have known how that conversation went and how Urban Meyer tried to weasel his way out of it, and it didn't work.
Because he tried to.
There's
a personal tie here for me, frankly, and I wanted to commend Trevor Lawrence because my rookie year, you know, my record in college was like 94-13. Rookie year, we lost 15 games, like I don't know, 20 games into the season. And you see a lot of things that are going wrong, obviously not the same degree for Trevor Lawrence, and you try to make a public statement about it because that's why you were drafted, right? So when I think about Trevor Lawrence, between high school and the college career, this dude was 90-4. So when he's talking about, I came from a situation where we didn't have drum. Yes, 90-4. So he came from a professional team, and he left the professional team on a collegiate level to an unprofessional team. Mm-hmm. And so for him to have the moxie to say, no, like, I've been a part of professional teams, and this isn't it, I commend him. That's the kind of leader they drafted. And that's why you can't mess up this next hire. You can't do it.
That's so wild because that's how I felt when I was on the 1-15 Jets, coming from John Robinson and USC, like a professional organization, to an organization in New York Jets where the damn head coach was on a brick cell phone doing practice.
You're like, wait, I thought I was getting drafted to the pros. You're telling me I left the pros to get drafted to YMCA basketball?
Keep in mind who Trevor Lawrence is for a second. You know, like when we talk about Justin Herbert, Herbert's done it all. He's read defenses crazy fast, been great under pressure with no offensive line, one of the best rookies ever. This year, he's as good as anybody in football. He's been amazing. And when you start checking all the boxes, he even checks a box that Mahomes and Rodgers don't check in terms of his height. He's 6'6", right? It's crazy. And like legit fast. Trevor Lawrence has like Justin Herbert physical abilities, which is why he went. We see if he could put it all together, but the stuff is there, you would think, which is why he went first overall. No, Key, you don't think the stuff is there?
I'm shaking my head as you're talking because I watched film and I've watched Jacksonville and I'm watching him and I'm shaking my head because I'm thinking out loud to myself that they was getting ready to legitimately ruin him.
Right.
They was getting ready to really ruin him because if you watch some of the stuff over the last several weeks, you'll be like, man, this dude don't even belong in the NFL. And I know.
With all that talent.
And I know it ain't his talent because some of the stuff he was doing, he was like, you sit back, you're like, nah, that ain't the same dude that I watched at Clemson. Mm-hmm. And you can't get that bad. Like, that's what I always say. he didn't forget how to play football overnight. It just didn't happen. But when you surround yourself around coaches that don't know what they're doing, this is what you look like. That's why when Bill Parcells came into my life, my second year in the league, I was reborn again. It was like, and I played decent as a rookie, but that's, you know, my second and third year, it was like, oh, yeah, this is a different football
player.
Who could
be his Parcells?
Like, so I'm going to go with Byron Leftwich. I know people might want a veteran head coach, but a guy that played there, a guy that's been first class, part of that organization, a championship, Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator, Coach Tom Brady. I mean, I think Byron Leftwich is the perfect situation for
him. And as Key has said, what's transportable from organization to organization is a guy who calls the plays, yes. Not just an architect, the design, but a guy who calls plays. Leftwich. Kimberly A. Martin mentioned Sean Payton, Key. What do you think of that idea?
It would be great, but I don't think Sean would go there. I mean, there's probably other options for him, including getting a quarterback in there that could help his team in New Orleans. Sean Payton's a name. Byron Leftwich certainly is a huge name based on the proximity of the fan base, knowing him. Not only did he play there, he also in Tampa. Jim Caldwell. If Jim Caldwell is still available and he wants to coach again, he certainly coaches quarterbacks well. You know, you got Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy's another one.
Sort of thing. So there are coaching candidates out there at the NFL level. Just don't go back into college and get anybody unless you're going to get Harbaugh. Don't do it.
Why the Urban Meyer situation could have actually been worse. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.